You're listening to Ask Me Another, NPR show for those of us who do crossword puzzles in pen. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg. And with me is our resident puzzle expert, Art Chung. And we have two new contestants. Let's welcome Maura Pine.
Hello.
Hello. And Frank Gauthier.
Hello.
Now, Maura, you grew up in Luxembourg, but then moved to Pennsylvania. That's a common route, right?
Very common.
Yes?
Yeah, I spent 8 years in Luxembourg growing up.
What do you remember from Luxembourg?
It's really small, and...
It even seemed small when you were there. You're
it
like,
did.
Wow, I just got to walk across the room.
I also figured out that Luxembourgish is not a language worth learning.
Luxembourg is not a language worth
Luxembourgish,
learning?
Luxembourgish, yes.
It's called Luxembourgish? Well,
yes.
Come on, that sounds fake.
Luxembourgian was a little too long-winded, so...
Luxembourgish... That sounds like you're not even committed to learning the language.
No, and it's not even really its own language. It kind of just sounds like German with like a little syllable thrown in everywhere.
A little flair?
Yep.
German with flair. All right. Okay, and Frank Gauthier here. Now, I know this about you. You have a one-man comedy variety show that you hope to take to Vegas.
That's right. It's based on the old Ed Sullivan show.
Oh, yes. Do you do Ed Sullivan impressions?
I do.
Would we like to hear a little Ed Sullivan? Can you do a little one for us?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
well,
okay.
The other day at the Museum of Broadcasting, I heard a good one. He said, now in our audience tonight are two warm and friendly people, the foster couple who raised the actor James Dean from childhood. Now, you know, young Dean was injured to death in a serious automobile accident. And so it goes.
That is the darkest example of a Ed Sullivan impression I could have dreamt up. Thank you for that. That was fantastic and extraordinarily well done. All right. So the game that you are going to play is called Movies in Other Languages. Art, explain this game.
Okay, this is not about foreign films. Actually, these are about American films that get shown overseas. You see, when American movies are shown overseas, they change the titles to sell them better to their audiences, sometimes with hilarious results. So, for example, Ophira, what film was shown in Germany under the title Urban Neurotic?
Okay, first, Urban Neurotic is redundant. I'm going to guess Sex and the City.
How about if I told you it starred Diane Keaton and Woody Allen?
Oh, Annie Hall.
Of course.
Urban Neurotic.
How funny. Wow.
Okay, so we're going to give you the overseas title of the film translated into English. And your task is to give us the name of the film originally, what the film was originally called. Okay, if you need a hint, we'll give you the film stars. You get 3 points if you get it right without the hint, 1 point if you get it right after we give you the names of the actors. Okay? And only one guess per clue. Whoever scores higher will move on to our Ask Me One More final round. Are you ready?
Jawohl.
We?
Okay, perfect.
Excellent. This 2004 drama was known in Italy as If You Leave Me, I Delete You. 2004 drama. If you want a hint, it starred Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. Maura.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Correct.
Yeah.
This 1978 musical was known in Argentina as Vaseline. Frank.
Greece.
Greece is correct.
Do not get your car serviced in Argentina. That's all I have to say.
This 1999 science fiction film was known in France as The Young People Who Traversed Dimensions While Wearing Sunglasses.
The Matrix?
Yes.
The old people never traverse dimensions. Never! Just the young
people.
Well,
they do. They have their own movie, though. It's a different movie. Cocoon. It's called Cocoon.
Aw, the senior Matrix.
This 1996 dark comedy was shown in China under the title Mysterious Murder in Snowy Cream. Maura.
Fargo?
Correct.
Yes!
This 1978 comedy was known in Germany as I Think a Horse Kicked Me. Frank.
They shoot horses, don't they?
Was that a comedy? No, I don't. I think that's not a comedy. More, I can give you the hint. It starred John Belushi and Donald Sutherland.
Animal House?
Correct.
Very close. Maura is our winner of this round. Yes, another hand for Frank Goche for playing it hilarious and fantastic. And Maura, you'll be joining us at the end of the show for our Ask Me One More final round. Congratulations.